A dozen goats scramble over a shady ledge on Mount Kessler at Frank and Sarah Sharp's place. Frank's the son of Roy Sharp, who in 1946 established the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse. The quaint Sharp family farms a storybook collection of cabins, kitchens, and gardens, plus the original smokehouse. Just outside of Frank's studio is a waterfall and a pool filled with fish. He opens a large easel onto a rock walkway, places a large map on it, and points to a spot. Here, back in 1883, Frank says, a fellow named John Reef first purchased the very top of Kessler Mountain for $35.
And then Philip Kessler built a winery on the far south end. That's where the Mount Kessler Inn is now. It's owned by Hershey and Denise Garner.
All that remains of the winery is a hand-dug well and wine cellar next to the old stone inn up the mountain from here. And over the years, various families have purchased large parcels on Kessler Mountain, today crisscrossed with groomed hiking trails, originally primitive access roads.
And when I grew up, all the neighbors, we hunted on everybody's property. Nobody cared as long as you shut the gates and knew where the houses were. And I thought, we could hike all of these mountains the rest of my life. And then the South Pass development came along, talking about putting 4,000 houses on Kessler. And so they had a charrette at the Bank of Fayetteville, and I pushed strongly to maintain the old trail that was there in some woods. And the plan came back, and it was not very sympathetic at all. Then I guess the developers felt the same way because they got a new group, and the new plan included 200 acres of a city park for soccer fields and another 200 acres of green space of the 900 acres. And then with the economy going down, South Pass went south, and Chambers Bank ended up owning it. And they deeded the 200 acres to the city, and they were also to pay $1 million, which they agreed to pay as it developed instead of in one lump sum. And right now they're looking at the highest and best use for this 900 acres.
Before the Great Recession of 2009, developments were mushrooming across northwest Arkansas, and certain Kessler Mountain residents worried that South Pass, with 4,000 residential units and hundreds of thousands of square feet commercial and retail space, would ruin the mountain community. South Pass went into foreclosure, but the city still owns the 200-acre parkland, one major piece in a conservation puzzle to preserve Kessler Mountain. Allison Jumper is Fayetteville Park Planning Superintendent.
Well, Mount Kessler is a rare jewel found right inside the city of Fayetteville city limits, and we're real excited to have regional parkland located on and just below Mount Kessler. The regional park will be a park for all activities. We were planning active and passive recreation there that would include a trail system, and part of the 200 acres that the city currently owns is actually roughly follows the Trent Trail, and that trail would then hook into an existing trail system that's up on Mount Kessler that Mr. Sharp has been working on the last couple of years. So we're excited that that would all be connected and would improve access for the public to the great natural features that are up there.
A second puzzle piece, 20 acres called Sharp Ridge Trust, has been placed into a conservation easement held by the city of Fayetteville. The Sharp family still owns the land, but it's forever preserved as pasture and woodland, part of the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse Estate.
Actually, my father started right over there in 1946, and I got involved after I got out of school in 1961. I mean, I was always involved, but then he died in 1964, and I built it up into a business and ran it until about 6 years ago, and have been out of it since then.
Now Frank Sharp is keen on preserving his family's legacy and is arranging more puzzle pieces for the Mount Kessler Greenways Preserve.
I guess Barbara Moorman years ago was the first person to think of conservation because she put, 65 or 70 acres in a conservation easement here. And then we went ahead and did a conservation easement on our 20 acres here. But actually before that, the Johnson Pear Farm, I think they have 170-something acres in a conservation easement held by the Ozark Regional Land Trust. So there are right now quite a few conservation easements on Kessler. So I see Mount Kessler Greenways, which is We have about probably 150 members now of hikers. The Ozark Off-Road Cyclists have built trails all over Kessler, and they maintain the trails. So I would say the greenways include woods, like the conservation easements, agriculture, since the agricultural easements, of course, recreation with the city, and possibly university. And our motto is, as we grow, let's keep some country. So, you know, we realize this area is going to grow. We know Kessler's going to get houses. But let's do it well. Let's have, you know, groups of homes and then keep trails and greenways throughout. So the whole area right now is about 1,500 acres. And it's all private now except for the couple hundred acres the city has.
And the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association, which is monitoring the Sharp Ridge Trust, has become a project partner.
Of course, they have preserved the 100 acres on Mount Sequoia and around Lake Lucille. And then they helped me a great deal when we did the conservation easement. And the city of Fayetteville owns this 20-acre conservation easement that has trails on it that are welcome to anybody to hike on these trails. The rest of the trails are private. And I'll go into that if you'd like. But the Fayetteville Natural Heritage helped me a great deal on getting the conservation easement on the 20 acres. And they monitor it. It's held the city of Fayetteville, and they come once a year to see that nothing has happened, to that I haven't built a putt-putt golf course on or something. And and their reward is a dinner out here every year. We have a lot of fun cooking out.
Bob Kalk is chairman of the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association.
In our 10 years of existence, the one thing I've learned is for a conservation project to be successful, it needs a champion. And Frank is a conservation champion of the first order.
Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association sees the Mount Kessler Greenway Project as a west side starting point.
In addition, the green infrastructure plan that the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association completed in 2010 identified the Mount Kessler area as a key part of any green infrastructure plan. It's 1,500 acres of mostly urban forest, has three conservation easements that already exist in the area, over 200 acres of city parks, and 8.5 miles of trails that exist up there today that provide good access to the natural areas up there. And so the only thing remaining is to cover portions of the land with trail easements, conservation easements, or city parks as appropriate to protect it.
Frank and Sarah Sharp occasionally invite nonprofits over, like the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association, to the farm. Frank's a fantastic cook, and he always invites visitors to hike the Mount Kessler trails to a magnificent geologic formation his family has taken to call Rock City.
Okay, so these see these great big rocks behind us? Those are pebbles compared to Rock City. They're corridors that have, the water has washed channels through these huge rocks. They're probably 12 feet high. And we played there as kids, and my children grew up there. My grandchildren played in it. I remember when we were kids, we took a trip to Tennessee and saw the little birdhouse at Sea Rock City, and we thought they'd copied our name, you know. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful place.
But to Sea Rock City and hike Mount Kessler trails, you must obtain permission.
They need to contact me at Kessler Greenways, one word, at PGTC. That's Prairie Grove Telephone Company, PGTC.com. And as long as they are willing to, first of all, they sign a waiver. If they get snake bit or fall off the mountain, they won't sue any of the property owners. Secondly, they have to respect the trails and the woods. And then thirdly, we hope they'll be advocates. I have a little button that when they give me the, when they sign the waiver, there's also a little place on that to what skills they have that they can help be an advocate for these trails. So we have a little button they wear on their pack or their cap that identifies them as an advocate of Mount Kessler Greenways.
But the more recreationists who hike Mount Kessler, the more advocates the mountain will have. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.